You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
As the great Keith Jackson used to say, oh, Nelly, do we have a podcast for you today, everyone? We welcome you to the latest and always greatest edition to all the Patriots pals and Foxborough friends of Six Rings and Football Things, brought to you by, of course, WEEI Odyssey and 2400 Sports. Rest easy, all ye mighty members of Patriots Nation, for you are just over 2 weeks away from the draft. The wait is almost over. Your mock draft fatigue will be set to ease. And until then, we will give you nothing but the highest quality prospect previews, analysis, insight, information, and whatever else we can put together to validate yapping in your ears for 30 to 45 minutes at a time. To start things off today, you got your old pals Nick Fitzy Stevens and Andy Jumbo Hart. We will be joined momentarily by Mike Pizza Party Cadillac. I think that's what we call pickle pizza? Do we call him Pizza Party?
Pickle pizza.
Okay. Got it.
You
okay.
The pickle in there. Everybody eats pizza. It's the few, the proud, and the Mike Cadillacs that really fixate on pickles.
I think that's their family crest. The few, the proud, the Cadillacs.
Although a quick aside,
not is he a Roman Catholic.
Pizza. We can ask him when he joins us.
Look at this.
The devil! It's the pickle man himself.
It's at
the parking lot.
Cadillac. Oh. I just introduced you. Because we've been trying to give everyone their extra pod name. Like, I'm Nick Fitzy Stevens. He's sure. Andy Jumbo Hart. So we have decided, if you're cool with it, you're Mike Pickle Pizza Cadillac.
That's fine with me. That works. I mean, it's what I've turned myself into anyway. There's more pictures of pickle pizza than there is this, like, stadium behind me on my Twitter feed anyway. So we might as well go for it.
As they said in True Detective Season 2, the only good takeaway from that abysmal follow-up to a great TV show, sometimes you get the world you deserve, and you, sir, deserve a world full of pickle pizzas. So congratulations. Oh, yeah. Mike joins us right now, everyone. If you're not watching on YouTube or any of our socials, Mike is joining us outside on, dare I say, Andy, perhaps the most beautiferous day to date in young 2024. It's going to top off around 70. There's awesome. No eclipsed sunshine. There's a blue sky. We're all in good moods.
Okay. Let's touch on the eclipse real quick before we get into the press conferences that Mike was covering.
And also ask Andy. Andy, did you fall for the video where everyone sent it to each other of the sunshine and then a gentleman's private parts dropped in front of the
sun? Oh, I didn't. No, because I'm better than that. But it did make me queasy. I did not feel good during the eclipse. It affected
really
my belly and my head. Yeah, I felt like carsick, nauseous. Like,
did they talk about that? Because I know, like, it gets weird with the whole, like, the light going down when your body's not ready to start producing melatonin. Pets kind of go crazy.
Deer were out. I saw more deer in the mid-afternoon. I think they thought it was like dusk coming, and then dusk didn't come. It got bright again because there were deer in fields. It was weird.
I gave it the accidental look-see too with the right eye, and I saw like a little. And yeah. I know. And my fiance was like, you know, what are you, too cool to wear the glasses? And I was like, no, I just accidentally looked too much under the thing. And then I lost it. And
me too.
I had a little glare in my eye. But no, it was pretty cool. But overrated, I think, is the right word for it.
It was cool to go out on your back deck. It wasn't cool enough for the people that drove like hundreds and thousands of miles to see it.
Exactly.
Yeah, clogging up the highways of New Hampshire and Vermont and everything. Just like absolutely bananas. Dare I say, Andy, we were doing a podcast with Mike Giardi last Friday when my office shook, and it turns out there was an earthquake, you know, 50 miles away from where I reside. That's actually a bit more extreme, or a bit more whelming, if you will, than the underwhelming nature of the eclipse. That said, I looked through the glasses. It was pretty cool, but it's kind of done. I mean,
well, I also do enjoy, and this is ironic for me since I hate everybody and I don't really like being around people
and everything.
Yeah, kind of. I kind of like these unifying events where everybody is sort of thinking and doing the same thing, or a large portion. Like you, I was driving down the road to take my daughter to practice, and there's just people everywhere in their front yards with the glasses on, staring at the sky. And I think that's cool in this day and age when we can actually get people sort of unified in one direction.
It's a good point.
And that was a, it was a cool event. But now we can move on to more important things.
I have a feeling that's going to segue to trying to get everyone unified into hashtag take Drake. But I will say
I'm
this.
A maniac, maniac.
It just doesn't feel like it's going to happen, boys, anymore. No. We were just having that discussion in the media room, how it just feels way, way, way too good to be true. Andy, we've done it on our last like three or four pods together where it feels like everyone's in the same direction. Drake May, Drake May. We loved Jaden Daniels at one point. We turned into maniacs. We're going to get Daniels, and we're going to be disappointed for some reason. We're probably going to get a kick-ass quarterback at number three.
It's very easy. It's very easy. All you have to do is say, Jaden will take us duck boat parading. You're welcome.
It's terrible. Yeah. No, it's more.
It's fantastic.
What about JJ?
No,
JJ McCarthy.
No, nay, nay for JJ.
Nay, nay for JJ.
Stay away, JJ.
How about this?
Friend of the show seems gung ho on JJ.
Yeah, I was just going to say
on BSJ and everything. Yeah.
Yeah, and don't worry about it. It's not going to be eat a bag of Knicks either, because Bo Nix, I don't even think is going to go in the first round.
You're finally off the Bo Nix train then.
I would be fine with Marvin Harrison Jr. 3, Bo Nix at 34, and the chaos that follows. But that's not going to happen.
Losing that follows. Forget the chaos. It's the losing that follows.
Losing
that
is also chaotic, so that's fine.
No, losing is what we keep doing. I'd rather turn a corner and start winning and have hope and opportunity. Not that
you know what it is, Mike? It's that now, like with just over 2 weeks left, it's almost like at this point, we've been doing the same show, the same podcast, variations therein for 5 months now. I don't have the time. I don't have the strength or the resilience to just continue with narratives that we all know are not. Bo Nix is not going to be a Patriot, so I'm done with that. I don't even care about it. And by and large, from everything I've heard, Michael Penix will not be a Patriot, so I'm not even going to continue to pursue what I thought would have been a fun reality of Penix at 11, Guyton at 23, and then Leggett at 34. We pretty much need to focus on the big three, because Caleb Williams is going first overall. Can somebody please either stop lying or figure out what is honestly true? Because last week we get Schefter saying, you know, Daniels is pretty much going two, which means the Patriots will have their choice of Drake May at three. Then on Friday, there's a bunch of tweets saying, oh, the Commanders are actually in love with Drake May. Adam Peters has been enamored with him for a long time. Now it's going to be Jaden Daniels season for the Patriots as well. Now we got Giardi wilding on the podcast with Taylor Kyles. Yep. And if you can see right now, I just am seeing now because the scrambled vision of Andy came in for 2 seconds on my screen. I had no idea you had 100 balloons behind you in your room, which is awesome. I had no
party
idea you
time.
You were throwing a party.
It's a JJ McParty.
And that's right. Andy's having a JJ party. And now we've got freaking, you know, Giardi's wilding with Taylor Kyles saying he's heard very definitively that the Commanders and the Patriots are enamored with JJ McCarthy. So you guys, since it's only my job to fanboy and try to steer the ship, you guys have a little bit more of the inside knowledge. Somebody please tell me what's true, what's not true, what's bullshit, what's not, and where is all this leading?
I mean, I'll say that I think there's too much smoke now around JJ McCarthy to the Patriots for there not to be some sort of fire. Now, will they take him at number three straight up? That, I mean, there's no way of knowing right now, but clearly they have their rankings, and whether it be, call it Daniels, May McCarthy, Daniels, like whatever the order is, I think he's in the conversation, because I don't think these reports and rumors and I know this and we know that would continue to come out if there wasn't some truth to it. Now, I don't think they should take him at three. I don't think anybody really, at least in the, on the media side, thinks they should take him at three. But if they feel confident enough and that's their guy, they're not going to trade. I don't think they should risk taking or trading back and taking the guy at six, seven, eight, whatever, because then another team's just going to jump them. So it might really be how the board, you know, ends up falling and who ends up going number two, depending on who they take at three.
Yeah, and that's what Perilla was saying last week, Andy. Like, if you like the whoever it is, take him.
No one even remembers whether a guy went four or six if he's either really good or really bad. He's a bust if he's really bad, and he's a franchise QB and he's really good. And no one says, well, you took him at four, but he would have been better value at six. No. It's the same freaking thing. You took a top 10 quarterback. He's either good or bad. It's about the player, not the pick. So as much as I hate it, if they think J.J. McCarthy is the best quarterback for them, then sit, take him at three, and then I'll rip you in 2 years when he's a bust and you're looking for another quarterback. Like, you need to have conviction. Elliot Wolf needs to have. Now, I just think, first of all, if any of these teams are any good at their jobs, what they really think is not out there. Or if it is out there, it's jumbled in with seven other thoughts. Because you're terrible at your job if you actually let people know what you're doing and what you're planning. Who brought the cool guy?
My eyes hurt out here.
Oh, man. We got the bro with the Oakleys on. You're suffering from post-eclipse. You have a case of the eclipticals?
Yeah.
I understand. Scorched retina happens to everybody, Mike. It's okay.
Okay, so let's get into the reason you're here, though, Mike. We just had the first official in the middle of the off-season program media availability. We are rolling in Foxborough. All your buddies on social media were showing us like, oh, I'm at work. I think Fitzy and I should start sending out things like when we go to the Rich Keefe show, like send out a tweet so people can praise us for showing up for our job. Like, I don't really understand this. Like, oh, look, yeah, Christian Gonzalez is in the weight room. Yeah, it's his effing job. I'd be mad if he wasn't. If he takes a picture on the beach this week, I'll rip his ass. Get in the weight room and get healthy. But they are in the off-season program. They've started the process. And you were able to speak with Hunter Henry and Pep Smear Peppers. Are we not doing that?
Pep Smear?
You know, when he hits,
you're going to give
really
me a hard time on Duck Boat Parading with Jaden, and you're going to do Pep Smear?
Yeah. Well, he kills people. He wipes them out, so that makes them Pep Smears.
We did speak with Hunter and DeBrill. We did.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you for being the one lone professional in this room.
What was the takeaway? Was it exciting? Was there a vibe? Was there energy?
There was a vibe. It's the new era energy, the new Mayo era energy that they keep, portraying. And I don't mean portraying as if it's fake, but I mean, it's, you know, but Henry said it straight up. It's different. Things feel different in the building. You can tell. And then when he was asked, well, what's different? He goes, well, I'm not going to tell you, but there's clearly a different vibe inside these walls. With Mayo being there, they both alluded to both Henry and Peppers alluded to the fact that he's a former player. So he relates to them. He's been literally in these seats, both on the desk and in the building, and then also as a coach. So I guess that sort of helps their cause. But yeah, that was the main takeaway, was just that Henry wanted to come back because he wanted to be a part of this rebuild. He was a captain last season, feels like more of a leader now. He loves the spring, even though Andy doesn't like us tweeting that, you know, guys are in the building. They like being in the building. They like being back to work. And so it seems like more so obviously team building right now. But both guys seemed excited. They also, Jabril Peppers was asked about the hip drop tackle, and he's still pissed about the hip drop tackle. He doesn't like the fact that it was banned, saying that he doesn't know how it's going to be officiated. And, he's never almost said he doesn't feel like he should have to worry about the health and safety of the offensive players when he's just trying to make a tackle, which I don't necessarily disagree. I mean, you obviously want everybody to be safe, but you don't have to be thinking about it. You should just be able to go make your tackle. So that was sort of the main takeaway with him. Geez, what else? Yeah, basically just it's a new era with Mayo here. So both guys seem excited.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's completely on brand, and it tracks with Jabril Peppers because violence is his resting state. So I get it. He's his old school football. You know, name one player on the Patriots who'd pull a Ronnie Lott and cut off a finger to get back on the field. It would probably be Jabril Peppers.
Oh, did also get a little bit of insight into Matthew Slater's new role. So,
ooh, what is he? Some sort of cultural ambassador with the team? Or
I'll go back to getting mad at Andy for making fun of my tweets. If we didn't search for the photos, we would have never seen Matthew Slater walk into the building alongside Juju Smith-Schuster yesterday. He was here. Now, Reese did report it, so maybe I am backing myself into a corner with looking at the photos. But nonetheless, Matthew Slater is inside the building. Peppers was asked what his role was. He said it said advisor, whatever that means, next to his name. So he is essentially on the staff as an advisor on the team. So he is remains in the building and is going to be a guy who they can throw ideas off of and whatnot. Matthew Slater is back.
Official, like, Patriot Way advisor or whatever. And look, if there were going to be anybody, if there were going to be a tone setter, a cultural ambassador, if you will, whatever it is, his capacity, the one guy I think we all could agree you'd want to have in there is Matthew Slater. And it doesn't surprise me in a lot of ways. I'm not sure what you guys think Hunter Henry could have gotten if he went out to the free market, but like, he shows up yesterday wearing a Chatham Bars Inn sweatshirt. Like, that's the nicest place on the Cape. Like, he's acclimated.
He loves
very well. He does. I think he really does, which is great. And those are the kind of guys that we want sticking around as well. I think he's going to have a terrific. He'll probably be Jacoby Brissett, and then insert name of future quarterback here's favorite target. He'll be. We would have liked a Keenan Allen like Caleb Williams got as a draft present, but you know, so be it as well. And I've heard from when I stopped by the Patriots when they had their pre-draft party a couple weeks ago on a Saturday, staffers and other people I spoke with, former players. Everyone keeps saying the same thing. It is very different there now. And there's no one single something that they can point to, but it does feel a little, I don't know, how would you say it, Andy? Like lighter, if you will. Like not like ha-ha, yuck, but it's like you're not looking around every corner like waiting for Belichick to come around the corner and you say, hi, coach, and he MFs you.
It almost feels like, sorry, there's a construction going on behind me now. I don't know if you lost me for a second.
Everything's a work in progress. We're with the metaphors. It's all good.
It's almost like, you're at school and like the principal's out, or more so like your teacher's out for the day, and you have a sub there, and like you kind of maybe you're towing what you can get away with, what you can't. Can I talk while they're talking? Can I do this and that? It's almost like it gives me that feel, because even being in there today, I'm looking and I'm taking a step back, and nobody has asked about Belichick yet, and I couldn't decide if I wanted to ask, but someone else did finally, and I was like, before that, it almost felt like, you know, we're back here and everything's normal, but the one guy that sort of run the show, run the party the whole time, is just not here anymore. And it's almost like we forget that he was ever here. So it is kind of like a weird feeling that I'm back at work. They're back at work. Gillette Stadium's open. There's Patriots logos everywhere, but Bill Belichick's gone.
And I think the comparison you made to the sub, but I would add a layer to it. I would say it's not in science class or math class. It's a sub in like art or English, where suddenly with that dictator gone, people are like a little more comfortable just throwing stuff out there, talking, being creative, like interacting with each other and the boss, like in that level.
Right.
And whether that's good or bad, we can assess later on, because it's going to be measured by one simple thing, results. Yep. If you win single digits for the next 3 or 4 years, well, you won't even get that long. If you win single digits, you'll get a couple of years and you'll be out, and we'll be talking about the new culture. But I do think it's interesting that these two guys are, we saw David Andrews do a video yesterday, but that these two guys are, I think, taking on, obviously, Hunter Henry, a returning captain. Jabril Peppers is a defensive leader just by nature, I feel like, of his attitude and work ethic and hitting and style. But it feels like these are early follow me kind of guys. Do you think these are going to be culture setters for Jerod Mayo?
100%. Them two, and then you mentioned Andrews, but Jonathan Jones as well ended up doing sort of one of those welcome video things. Yeah, 100%. I think that's I forget if it was me and you, Andy, we were talking about it, but like a leadership council, if you will, of a team. Like, I think we talked about it on our prospect pod the other day, having guys like that. I think you could certainly point to those four as being the centers of each side of the football. And then you don't really have it yet with special teams with Slater gone, but he's now back in the building. Obviously Henry being a captain level player, I would say. And then I think they look towards, I know they look towards Jabril Peppers as well as a captain level player.
That's somebody who I want doling out advice or putting people in their place. Like 100%. Rookies are second year players, new guys come in and think they can, even though Peppers has only been there for 2 years, if they can affect change or be tone setters. He's somebody, I think if you could pick one Patriot from this team now and drop them in 20 years ago, like, doesn't Jabril Peppers make the most sense that he would have fit in on a tie, and Rodney would have loved the
hell out
of this guy. No hip drop tackles, no, no hot mics on the field against the Giants, just a football player who can just go out and play.
We asked. I still feel like making those shirts. Honest to God.
When we did our, I keep alluding to my conversations with Andy, it's almost like they mean something, but we did it on a one-off Wednesday. We talked about the captains and the way Peppers took full accountability, responsibility after that comment, and he didn't hide from it. He didn't duck from it. And why are you dancing like that in your green sweatshirt?
Because I was validated by Mike Cadlick, the pickle guy.
Yeah. Big ups.
Somebody half your age just validated you. Congrats. Yeah, you. Do you want us to pause the podcast so you can do a quick victory lap around the house?
I'm cool with the young people. I feel like Robert Kraft when he hangs out with Meek Mill.
Yeah, right.
Gross.
Thunder.
Jeez.
That's my thunder right there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's got mad Riz.
But no, regardless, Peppers is that guy. He's stand up. He knows what he's doing. So he is a captain level player for sure.
Hey, Mike, I wanted to dip away from the QB. Obviously, we've addressed the QBs and got you there at the stadium for the Peppers and Hunter reaction as the Pats are back in for the spring workouts. T-minus 16 days till the draft. You want to stick around and do some Pats Paris with us, or you got some blogging to do?
Yeah, let's do it. Why not?
Okay.